I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of background on myself. I have been married to my wonderful wife, Amanda, for 11 years. We've been together for 14. I have three beautiful girls, and if you guys didn't notice when she walked in, she is pregnant. And but the Lord has blessed us with a little boy, a handsome little boy, hopefully like me one day. So, but I'll start you guys off with a little story here. A man one day was putting his son to bed, and his son wanted a drink of water before he went to sleep. And father says, "No, it's okay. I don't want you to have an accident. You know, you just need to go to bed." Father goes downstairs, starts reading his Bible. Here's a little voice at the top of the stairs. "Dad, can I please have a drink of water?" Dad says, "No, son. I already asked you once. You need to go to bed. I don't want you to have an accident." So guy gets to reading his Bible again, and pretty soon, here's a little voice at the top of the stairs. "Dad, could I please have a drink of water?" Father says, "No, son. I already told you, no drink of water. If I have to tell you again, I'm going to come upstairs and give you a spanking." So little boy sits up there. Her guy goes down, sits down, starts reading his Bible again. Pretty soon, at the top of the stairs, he hears, "Dad, when you come up to give me a spanking, could you please bring me a drink of water?" But is it, all kidding aside, I can totally relate to this story on how stubborn I used to be not hearing what the Lord was trying to tell me and do what he wanted me to do. I started my walk with Christ about September of 2007. I recommitted myself again to following the Lord. A guy that I was working with kept wanting me to go to church. It was the Alliance Berean Church in Alliance where I was working at the time. Some of you might know him. He's from Shattern here. His name's John Dexter. He really, really hounded me for about a month and a half to go to church. And I, at the time, had a couple kids, was married, happily married. Not that I haven't been unhappily married, but there just seemed to be something missing from my life. And that morning, when I did go to church, it was just like a big slap in the face and also a big weight taken off my chest at the same time. I thought security in life meant to have the biggest house, the nicest vehicles, the most money in your bank account. And boy, how wrong was I, and how happy I am that the Lord showed me a different perspective. How the Lord has worked in my life by me submitting to him to make me a better person, he's made me a better preacher. I am able to share the word with my family. And here a couple years ago, I was part of the first Bible study that I was ever a part of. Jim and Ramey and Andy Spencer, we were at their house. And at that time, I said, "Boy, there's no way I'm going to go to a Bible study. There's no way I'm going to do anything like that." And lo and behold, I lead a Bible study today. So it's amazing on how, you know, I still try to be stubborn in my own way, and the Lord still uses me and shows me that his way is a lot better than what my perspective is for myself. He's also made me a better provider, provider for my family. Before, you know, I always thought that I worked hard and I always did it for myself. Now, everything that I do it for the Lord. I work hard. Everything's not, the glory's not for me, it's for him. He's the one that's made me who I am. He's given me my ability to do the work with my hands and everything, and all the glory goes to him. He's also made me a better protector for my family, whether me being the head of the household, that he, I provide physical protection for my family, mental protection. I try to filter what aspects that my girls are a part of, and also spiritually, I try to make sure that I'm preaching to them the word and trying to show them the way that the Lord designed for us to raise our kids. A big verse that's always stuck out with me when I first started my walk was, and I'm paraphrasing this, Joshua 24:15. Then choose for yourselves this day whom you shall serve, but as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. That one's always stuck with me, and that one's always a big, big part of I guess just kind of my fabric and what I think our family should do is that we should follow the Lord and what he has for us. A little bit more background on me. I grew up as I believed in God, but I didn't have a personal relationship with him. I didn't go to church. I did go to church, a Lutheran church, with my grandma and my dad until I was up in fourth grade. And then from there on out, I did not read the Bible, did not go to church. I grew up in a town in Colorado that 98% of the town was Catholic, and the other 1% was Roman Catholic, and then I fell under the other 1% that just was did not go to church. And it was at that time I didn't think that with the people that were the Catholics that were going to church, they had their certain rituals that they did, and I did not want anything to do with that. I thought that you had to do good works and you had to give to the church. There was a certain set of rules that you had to follow, and I did not want any part of that. But I'm glad that the Lord has put the people in my life that he has. I did have a really hardened heart at that time. My mom did really push her religious beliefs on me, and it really, really did harden my heart. And like I said, I did not want anything to do with religion. But it took those certain people in my life coming to me and just keep working on me for them to soften up my heart to receive the glorious gift of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. And I just two takeaways that I want everybody to have from this is that how the Lord could take a hardened person like myself and use me for his purpose. I just think that is so amazing on where I was, you know, even back in 2007 to where I am now, or to where I was when I was a teenager to where I am now, to just how he could use me to use his works. And the biggest thing I think is that if there's anybody out there right now that say you have a different position on God or you're kind of unsure about him, it's never too late in your life, no matter what point you're at, the crossroads you're at, your age, anything like that, it is never too late for you to come to Christ. Never. If anybody has any questions about that or would like to hear more about my story or anything, you can come up and ask me, or you can meet with one of our elders, Jim, Rob, Devin, Jason, or Pastor Mike and Zach. I guess that's just what I have. I hope in some way that this is encouraging to someone. And like you said, if you guys do have any questions about that, I'd please feel free to meet with me after the service or one of the elders. But thank you for hearing my story, and just hope everyone has a blessed day, and thank you.